2 Chronicles, chapter 3. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. He constructed it on the site that David had specified, namely the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite. He began building on the second day of the second month in the fourth year of his reign. Now these are the dimensions of the foundations which Solomon laid for the building of God's house. The length was 90 feet, and the width 30 feet. The porch that was in front of the temple building was 30 feet wide, the same as the width of the building, and it was 30 feet high. He overlaid the inside with pure gold. He lined the larger front room of the building with fir paneling, which he overlaid with fine gold and decorated with palm trees and chains. He beautified the house with dazzling, precious stones. The gold was gold of Parvaim. He also laid the house, the beams and rafters, the thresholds and door frames, its walls and its doors with gold, and he carved cherubim on the walls. He made the most holy place. It was 30 feet by 30 feet, the same dimensions as the width of the building, and he overlaid it with 600 talents of fine gold. The weight of the gold nails was more than a pound. He overlaid the upper areas with gold. In the most holy place, he made two carved cherubim that were overlaid with gold. The total wingspan of the cherubim was 30 feet. One wing of the first cherubim was 7.5 feet long and touched the outer wall of the house. The other wing was also 7.5 feet long and touched the wing of the other cherub. One wing of the other cherub was 7.5 feet long and touched the outer wall of the house. The other wing was also 7.5 feet long and touched the wing of the first cherub. The wings of these cherubim spread out over 30 feet. They stood upright on their feet and they faced toward the front of the sanctuary building. He made the veil of blue, purple, and crimson material and fine white linen, and he decorated it with cherubim. For the front of the house, he made two pillars with a combined height of 53 feet, and the capitals that were on top of each of them were 7.5 feet tall. He made chains for the inner sanctuary and also put them on the tops of the pillars. He also made 100 pomegranates and put them on the chains. He set up the pillars in front of the temple building, one on the south side and the other on the north. He named the one on the south Jachin and the one on the north Boaz. Chapter 4. He made a bronze altar 30 feet long, 30 feet wide, and 15 feet high. He also made the sea of cast metal. It was round and 15 feet from rim to rim. It was 7.5 feet high and 45 feet in circumference. Under the rim, figurines of cattle completely encircled it, one every 2 inches, all the way around the sea. These cattle were in 2 rows, cast as one piece with the sea. The sea stood on 12 cattle, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. The sea was set on them, with all their hindquarters toward the center. The sea was 3 inches thick. Its rim was shaped like the rim of a cup, like a lily blossom. It held 18,000 gallons. He also made 10 basins for washing and put 5 on the south side and 5 on the north. The pieces of the burnt offering were washed in the basins, but the priests washed in the sea. He made 10 gold lampstands according to the specifications that had been given for them, and he set them in the outer room of the temple building, 5 on the south side and 5 on the north. He made 10 tables and placed them in the outer room of the temple, 5 on the south side and 5 on the north. He also made 100 gold sprinkling bowls. He also made the courtyard of the priests and the great enclosure, and he made doors for the enclosure and overlaid them with bronze. He set the sea on the south side of the temple building near its southeast corner. Kiram also made the pots, the shovels, and the bowls. So Hiram finished the work that he had carried out for King Solomon for God's house, the 2 pillars, the 2 globe-shaped capitals on top of the pillars, the two latticeworks to cover the two globe-shaped capitals on top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the two latticeworks, two rows of pomegranates for each latticework to cover the two globe-shaped capitals that were on the pillars. He also made the carts, and he made the basins on the carts, one sea and the 12 cattle under it. Hiram Abi also made the pots, the shovels, the meat hooks, and all the vessels of burnished bronze for King Solomon for the house of the Lord. The king cast them in clay molds in the plain of the Jordan between Succoth and Zeredatha. Solomon made all these vessels in such great quantity that the weight of the bronze was not determined. Solomon made all the furnishings that were in God's house, the gold altar, the tables on which the bread of the presence was arranged, and the lampstands with their lamps, which were to burn in front of the inner sanctuary according to the regulations. He made them of pure gold. He also made the flowers, the lamps, and the tongs of the purest gold, and the snuffers, the sprinkling bowls, the small dishes, and the fire pans of pure gold. For the entrances into the sanctuary, he made the gold inner doors for the most holy place, and the gold doors for the front room of the sanctuary. All the work which Solomon carried out for the house of the Lord was completed. So Solomon brought the things his father David had dedicated, namely the silver, the gold, and all the vessels and utensils, and put them into the treasuries of the house of God. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.